Monday, I went to the Steptoe and Johnson Law offices to facilitate a workshop on content creation and optimization for Women Grow Businesses Pay It Forward series that they're doing with Network Solutions. And to say it was an enriching experience would be a huge understatement. I wasn't feeling very well this morning, worse than I've felt in several months, probably since my trip back from Africa, but there was no way, you know, that I was going to cancel or not show up. And I went in. I had to walk with my cane for the first time in a long time, but I didn't have to walk with it all day. And I'm saying all that to say that despite how miserable I felt in my body, I felt fantastic in my mental state as far as being able to talk in front of people again and being able to connect to them and help them with their businesses. It's my absolute favorite part of what I do, is connecting with people one-on-one. And I can't say that if this wasn't a free workshop, I wouldn't have done this one for free. I don't do a lot of free engagements, but this was a really special thing to my heart, because there isn't a lot that I knew coming into not just social media. It's so new, everybody can probably still remember when they were new at it, but technology in general. I'm completely self-taught, but there was a time when my mind was scrambled at the idea of sitting down at a terminal and communicating with another person before the whole actual internet came with pictures and everything. I had a boyfriend in 1993 who at University of Maryland, Baltimore County, showed me how to participate in news groups in the computer lab. He was one of my favorite geeks. And through that learning is where I got my hunger for technology, and to know that those experiences led to the type of things that happen today was just wonderful. And what was so great about the workshop is that everyone seemed to get, it was an intimate gathering, so we were all able to work one-on-one, and everyone seemed to get knowledge and assistance from each person's perspective in the room. It helps so much when you can discuss things with your peers who may be more knowledgeable than you in, say, social media or web development or something like that. And then other peers that have a background in law, or who would normally be your ideal customer, or who run a startup. And it was just a wonderful meeting of the minds in the room. I wish that, on the one hand, more people could have been there, but there's no way we would have had that experience if we had been standing room only. So if you get a chance to go to any of these local DC events for Socialize Your Business, I highly, highly recommend you go. They're not going to be able to fit the capacity of, you know, 100, 200 people into these sessions. So when you see them, sign up right away and make sure you don't get left off the list. And I'll be there at the next one, just on the off chance that that this experience could be duplicated or surpassed. Not that I don't have confidence in the next presenter, whoever they might be, but just that this is so wonderful and such a great experience, I can't imagine it getting any better. I'll have more resources and things posted in coming days, but in the post that this, in the link that this is connected to, you'll be able to see the slides and one of the exercises we did.